Amen. I just feel like singing this song. To the adverse feel the way, we will gladly go to them, gathering sheaves, beautiful sheaves, from the heavenly down tonight, we will labor with a mind, gathering sheaves, oh beautiful sheaves, gathering sheaves, beautiful sheaves, gathering sheaves, worship God with it. Beautiful sheaves, oh yeah, praise the Lord, we are on. Yes, we are on our way. Of endless day, gathering sheaves, oh beautiful sheaves, on the mountain hill of peace, we harvest in the great, gathering sheep, beautiful sheep. Oh yes, we live far and never felt and never fear. Gathering sheep, oh yeah, beautiful. Gathering sheep, oh beautiful sheep. Gathering sheep, oh beautiful sheep. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, we are on our way to the land of endless days. Gathering sheep, oh yeah, beautiful sheep. We will sing and we will pray. Oh yes, gathering sheep, oh beautiful sheep. As we go in for a land, knowing what our Lord's command. Gathering sheep, amen. Oh, gathering sheep, gathering sheep. Gathering sheep, beautiful sheep. Praise the Lord, we are on our way to the land of endless day. Gathering sheep, beautiful sheep. Can you shout to the Most High God? That shout is too small. Can you make a joyful noise to the Most High God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm receiving strength now. Blessed be His name. I'm so happy once again to be identified with you. I really feel at home. May God richly bless you. It's like I should continue having fellowship here every time. Oh my, I just like the pool of the Spirit. I'm really enjoying myself here. God bless you. God bless you. Psalm 23. I have less than 1 hour. Amen. Anywhere we stop, the Holy Spirit will continue driving it in our hearts. Psalm 23. You know, sometimes I wonder how time fleets. Before you say you want to start, time has gone. You know, that shows that we are going anyhow. We are going. Amen. Psalm 23, the last verse. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. You can put your name there. You are not sure. Look at the way you are saying it. I say, put your name. Hallelujah. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our precious Heavenly Father, your word is here and amen. Speak from heaven, Lord. Cause our heart to receive your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I want to admonish us very shortly with this sermon or topic. I title The Sign Following You. Mark chapter 16 verse 17 told us that this sign shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. That means by the standard of God's word, a sign is supposed to be following us. And that suggests that whether you like it or not, there is a sign following you anyhow. A man is not left without a spirit following him or her. It's either the Holy Spirit following you or demons following you. Well, I want us to take courage by the standard of God's word. David was speaking here. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now, it might interest you to know if goodness and mercy is a person. And I want to tell you that goodness and mercy is a person. And that is why he can follow. When Apostle Paul was speaking in the New Testament, he said, that rock. He said, that rock that was with them in the wilderness, following them was who? Jesus Christ. But it wasn't Jesus Christ in his corporal body. He called it a rock. And it was a physical rock. And the Bible said the rock was following them. How was he following? You put a stone on the ground and tell that stone, continue following me. Whether it's going to follow you. Where is this place that has so many rocks? Abeokuta. Go to any rock and say, rock, start following me, because at some point, there was a rock in the wilderness that followed the children of Israel. Because this rock was a special rock. You know, God appears and deals with his people as their needs, as a matter of their needs. You understand what I mean? When they needed light, God became the pillar of fire and gave them light through the Red Sea. That same pillar of fire that was following them became the rock when it was time for them to get water. Because it was actually in the wilderness, there was no water anywhere. And when God wants to deal with this, when God is dealing with his people, he does that supernaturally. Who could have believed that water can ever come out from the rock? But God, who is writing history, God, our God is an historian. He loves writing history because he always loves that his history should be repeated. So God repeats history. How many believe that? That is why when God does anything, he does that to leave a memorial. But Abraham told us that the reason God have to make sure that Lot's wife turned to pillar of salt was for we people, you people, to know that God keeps his word. When God speaks, he doesn't joke with it. God said, get on this place, because fire is going to fall. There's going to be destruction. Don't look back. Well, probably she was thinking, did God mean that? Will he ever do that? I'm not sure. But Abraham said he never looked totally. He never looked backward totally. She just what? Peeped. The word of God took effect in her life. So when God speaks, he doesn't joke. So what I'm trying to say this afternoon is that
A spirit is following you anyhow. Because the word of God says that goodness and mercy shall follow you. So if goodness and mercy is not following you, what is following you? That's the question. Let's read this sermon. I have quite a number of them, but I just hurry up. For us to see that a certain spirit at some point follows the people. But Abraham was saying this in the message, A Hidden Life. 55-10-06A. You can look for this search word. Then the Holy Spirit follows. Then the Holy Spirit follows. When every man is born into the house of faith. Go up a bit. Can you see where I am now? When every man is born into the house of faith, he becomes a child. Then the Holy Spirit follows this man. Did you get that? The Holy Spirit does what? Follows this man and brings what? To God. How he is progressing. Let's read another one. The result of decision. 55-1008. You can look for this search word. Poor little old woman. Go up a bit. This was under discernment. But Abraham said, Heavenly Father, I pray that in the name of Jesus, in the name that you will heal this sister tonight for your glory. God bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Come, lady. Poor little old woman. Following you is a real dark shadow. This looks like the opposite of God's word. Because what was meant to be following this lady is what? Goodness and mercy. The Holy Ghost was supposed to be following her. But in this context, dark shadow was following her. It's a serious matter. He said, following you is a real dark shadow, which means death. Every child of God, it is life that must be following you. Not death. And the message, perseverance. 620608. 620608. I hope you are following. Paragraph 115. But Abraham said, that's the most horrible thing. No one knows about it. See? Everybody tells you, get next to yourself. And how can you... see nervousness? Oh my, that old dark shadow following you all the time. You can see how Abraham was speaking this under discernment. The whole dark shadow following this man this man was nervousness. In case that is your situation this evening, you must reject it. It's not a good sign following you. When you are supposed to be at rest, no matter what happens, you are supposed to be at rest. One of the weapons that the devil uses to torment the people is fear. Once anything happens, it brings nervousness, it brings fear. He just wants you to lose confidence in God's word. It's a bad sign. Amen. But Abraham said, nervousness, oh my. That old dark shadow following you all the time. Nothing you can do. Everything is gone wrong. That's it. You believe? He will let me cast it away from you. Put yourself there, friends. Satan, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Leave this poor little woman. You know, sometimes under discernment, your case can be mentioned. So as I'm reading, if you find yourself in any of these issues, you better tap into the anointing. Amen and amen. And the message, the manifestation of thy resurrection. 1954-0809. It's another case of nervousness. Paragraph 53. Abraham said that nervousness, the only thing, sir, you think deep, you cross bridges before you get to them, taking other things upon your heart, and you are always planning something that never happens. It's only mentally nervous. It's mental nervousness. That's right. You've been that way for years. Somebody can be running after a particular thing, trying to achieve, and is not getting it. And that keeps him or her on the spot. And he or she wonders why he's not succeeding, why she's not succeeding. And as a result, the devil wants to create a channel for you to be nervous. Satan is always looking for loopholes to bring torment upon the people. But the Bible said that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. So anytime you start realizing that you are having nervousness, you have to reject it. It's an evil spirit. Amen. That's right. You've been that way for years. But Jesus Christ is here to take it off of you. There is a dark shadow follows you all the time. You are conscious that something is near you like that at all times. Do you believe that God is going to take it from you now? Satan, leave this man. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Go out of the man. And journey by the living God, that you torment him no more. There are many people who are walking on the street. They don't know that evil spirits are following them. They don't know. They wonder, it's like something is very close to me. Each time I walk, it's like somebody is following me. When they sleep, they have all kinds of unclean dreams. It's an evil spirit. And you'll be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. God using his gifts. 56:03-11 here. Paragraph 58. Do you believe, sister, that you are standing in the presence of the Lord Jesus and not your brother? You've had your ups and downs of life. And I see a long black shadow following you along. You've had times that you've tried to consecrate yourself and not able to do it. Can you see yourself now? You that you are lazy in the spirit? Can you see what is wrong with you? You cannot measure up to the requirement of God's word. Can you see what your problem is now? It's a wrong spirit. Yes, you want to do what is right at all times, but you can't do it. You find it difficult to serve God successfully. Why? It's because a particular spirit is following you. When you have come to realize this, you can cry to God. That God, everything negative in my life, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Follow me no more. As from today, Holy Spirit, begin to follow me. But if you don't know, you won't know how to pray. When a problem is not identified, you can't provide solution. It's a problem that you know, that you know how to tackle it. Many things are coming to my mind, but I just want to focus on reading the code tonight so that I don't flog the time. Amen. I'm reading, do you believe? 53:12-06E. Do you believe? Do you now believe? Paragraph 62. Now, if there's a critic sitting near, now or an unbeliever, I will not be responsible for that person. from Yehon, for be it known unto you that unclean spirit goes out of people. They go from one to another. You didn't get that. There's a way that someone can be seated here as we are all here, and before at the end of the service, he will go out with the wrong spirit. And he or she will be wondering, but I wasn't this way last week. He or she can trace it that the thing started yesterday's service. I just discovered that it's because of the way you came. The way we come to church matters. If we come to church unprepared, or you just come haphazardly, anyhow, you might go home with wrong spirit. Because as the word of God is coming forth, is giving deliverances to the people. And you know, Satan doesn't want to, evil spirit cannot just stay alone like that without entering into a vessel. The demons that Jesus Christ cast out from the maniac of Gadara, they begged Jesus Christ, we must not be left naked. Put us somewhere. They left the man, they entered into the swine. Because they must just occupy a house anyhow. If you come to church so empty, so carelessly, you will pack evil spirit home. Be conscious of your children when they come to church. Soak them in prayers as you are leaving your homes. Because church is, see, Satan is in the church. Oh, you don't know. Satan is in the church. As the Holy Spirit is hanging upon his people, Satan is also hanging upon his people right in service. That is why some persons can still doubt the word of God as the service is coming out. Under the anointing, when Brother Bram was preaching, a boy and a girl, they were there kissing themselves. Was that the Holy Spirit? Even when we go to conventions, we must be very careful. I remember 2018. I think the last time we used that government, in the room where I was with some ministers, Pastor Joshua, Pastor Latokumbo, and the rest of them, they both slept. I was also sleeping. I was in bed. Then something tapped me. So I got up. It turned my attention through the window to very distant tree, and the Holy Spirit told me that witches are there having their meeting. So when I heard it, I was confused. So I just got up, I faced the window, and I began to pray. I prayed for 1 hour. So when I checked my time, it was around 1 o'clock. And I said, okay, they will soon come to wake us up. Let me sleep. I went to sleep. It wasn't up to 10 minutes. I saw a dark being. I couldn't pick the face. I was sleeping with my face up. A dark being came in through the door. He never opened the door. Came in like a shadow and was just coming. He bypassed all those men of God and came to where I was. And then landed on me and was pressing me. This being almost took my life. I was there struggling. My inner man called Jesus and this man disappeared. Do you know that for 10 minutes I couldn't lift my hands and my legs? After 10 minutes that I was gaining consciousness, I turned to my left, I saw men of God sleeping. I said, Jesus Christ, you guys are sleeping. Evil spirit bypass all of you to come and meet me here. Actually, soon. My God. I got up again. I faced that window. I said, I know where you came from. I faced that window. I began to pray. I never understood much of that until after many years that we are not using that place again. I was preaching somewhere and I mentioned it. Then the wife of that minister came to me. He said, Bro Sheyi, what you have just said is the truth. Do you know that same convention, I told my husband, she called her husband, a minister, He said, right in the sister's room, her eyes wide open around 2 o'clock. Then she saw some women with the tie wrapper and they were waking themselves. Eje ka lo si pade. Ipade ti ya. The sister told me after service, friends, Satan is in church. When you come to convention, don't go there to joke. Evil spirits are there. You go pack matter, go house. I pity many you, they will come to convention, they come to show their hair, they come to show their dresses, their style. Don't go there for that reason. Many have gone to some places and they have packed evil spirits. I tell you the truth, I lie not. So the sister confirmed what I saw. Then I knew that it was God that spoke to me. He said, look at that tree. They are right there having their meeting. Oh. I started sending auto ballistic missile there. I know that was why the being was angry. He said, you. Oh, ni muje o. Ah. Shugba mo muje. Agbare shuda. Ni biti Jesu benjoba. Agbare shuda. Come on, sing along with me. Moni agbare shuda. Ni ti Jesu benjoba. Agbare shuda. When we have a father that is always with us, when we are sleeping, he doesn't sleep. He never slumbers. He that keepeth Israel. Oh my God. We have a perpetual security. A perpetual protection. Oh, how can I say this to more than this? Friends, if only you know the kind of protection you have. Let me time my list. If only you know the God that we serve. He watches over his children. He doesn't joke with us. He doesn't joke. Do you know what it took him to redeem you? It cost his life. And he can't joke with that price he paid. He will never joke with it. If you took your money to buy, that's why people who bought expensive cars, after buying the car, if you just pack your Sansan leg enter anyhow, they will provoke. Do you know why? Because they will be looking at that money. So I bought this car, 9 million, 12.5 million. Oh boy, dust your leg before you enter this car. How much more God, who paid the price with his life and his blood? You think he will just allow Satan to misbehave around you? I say no way. I say no way. He won't let Satan have his way. If God opens up for him, not because he's not mindful of his protection over you, he's also watching because he's always telling Satan, don't touch his life. Don't touch his life. And Satan will say, yes, sir. But he's always behaving smart sometimes. When God tells him, don't go beyond this boundary, Satan wants to go. You know they listen, a goat. Satan will always want to take advantage that is not given to him. But you know what? The word of God will always keep him in check. Satan is too small for God now. Even God Almighty in his capacity could not fight him. He has to condescend and became Michael. If he had fought Satan, Satan for don't die now. By now there won't be Satan. I will become angel like you to deal with you. Oh my God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you come to church, be careful how you come. When you go to conventions, be really careful how you go. It's like every year our youth are getting worse. They are getting worse. Go check them. Majority of them come to conventions. And when they come, they pack evil spirit. I used to see. Brother Abraham said, are you there, friend? The quote. Do you not believe? Go to paragraph 62. I'm watching my time. I think I'm stopping 4 o'clock. Thank you, sir. Now, if there is a critic sitting now, near now, or an unbeliever, I will not be responsible for that person from here on. For he'll be known unto you that unclean spirit goes out of people. They go from one to another. How many knows that? The Bible teaches it. Now, how many has been in my meetings and seen it happen? Where an epilepsy leave one and just tore one congregation up like that. That's true. How many has been in my meetings and seen those things happen? When unclean spirit go from one to another, the Bible said, in the mouth of two of these witnesses, let every word be established. It will do it. You remember? In the Bible times, it happened. It happens now. That tells us that evil spirits are moving everywhere. Anyone that you allow yourself possesses you. If you allow God, the Holy Spirit will possess you and continue leading you, following you all the way. If you disregard the Holy Spirit, then evil spirit will continue following you. And as per every spirit that follows, leaves a sign. The Holy Spirit has its own sign. When you see a child of God, if anybody sees it, they will know that this is a child of God. I'm telling you. I know what I'm talking about. There was a time way back in 2016, I was seeking the face of God. That was my third day of fasting. I don't fast more than 3 days. That afternoon, a man came to me in the dream and wrote something in the paper. He said, can you read what is here? I looked at it. I saw he cared for me. Then I began to say it, and he was saying to me, he said, God cares for you. Do you know that? He cares for you. Then I opened my eyes. After 2 hours, I said, let me just go and get something soft to break my fast. Then I went to the shop. As soon as I got there, I said, please give me a bottle of Coke. So the woman gave me a bottle of Coke. There was a man at a corner smoking cigarette and was taking his beer. So a young boy came and said, brah, that brah, they call you. I wasn't worried. I thought, I don't know this man. The man said, come. And when I got to him, he said, good afternoon, sir. He said, the moment you entered, I saw you radiating. He said, are you a pastor? I was shocked. He said, are you a pastor? I said, I'm a minister. He said, hey, the moment you entered, I saw you out radiating. When the Holy Ghost is following you, it leaves a sign. When you are possessed of the evil spirit, it also leaves a sign. If you are a child of God, everybody will know. They don't have to know you all the time. The moment they see you, they see the mark of God. See why you must be conscious of the spirit that follows you. And the man said, what you are going to buy, I'm going to pay for it. And something told me to give you money. I said, don't worry, I have money. I will pay, don't worry. The man said, no, I won't pay. We were there dragging it. Then I remember the dream. He cared for you. Then I succumbed. I said, okay, pay. And this man gave me money. God provides all our needs. It's just that we don't want to consecrate ourselves. You want to put yourself in the line. And help you. Don't help yourself. You can't help yourself and succeed. We have a present help in the time of need. It's not far away. It's our presence. Present continuous. In the time of, are you in need? Church,
church, are you in need? We have a present help.
It's right there beside you, taking your needs, taking attention. As you are there, you are not speaking out, but he can hear your thoughts. He listens. You don't have to speak it. Just think it. Because God himself, he operates by thinking, by thoughts. Jesus said to Peter, he said, cast your net. The moment Jesus said so, in his thinking, fish was provided in the sea. Did you read it in the Bible that Jesus spoke fish there? No, he never mentioned fish. But the moment he said, cast your net, yeah. You see, that singular word took care of all situation. Oh, man. One word of God can address many needs. Just one word. One word. Then Peter began to say that I have got Jesus. I am an experienced fisherman. We have toiled all the night and we have not caught Jesus. Come on, don't tell me history. Don't tell me how expertise you have. I said, cast your nets. He said, okay, at your word, not by my experience, at thy word. And the moment he cast his net, he got fish. That is the power of the spoken word. When Jesus told them, he said, the first fish that you will catch, open his mouth, there you will see money. The moment he said so, Jesus provided money in the mouth of the fish. He was just waiting for them to go catch the fish. Oh, man. That wasn't Central Bank. That was the bank of Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't have to produce money. He doesn't produce money like we do. As he's saying it, as he's thinking it, needs are being met. As Jesus, he said, I know my thought towards you, not my words. You need to understand the words of God. He said, I know my what? My thinking. I don't have to say it. It's just what I am thinking. And the thought of God, they're as good as his word. I know my thoughts. May God be our help. May God be our help. Something must follow you. Yes, so something must follow you. Must follow you. And you must acknowledge and know what is following you. It's a serious matter, friends. This evening, you must ask that question. What is following me? Because something must be following you and you don't know that an evil spirit is following you. Let me read something more. Question and answer 540516. Paragraph 25. Are you there? The Indian girls in Arizona are beautiful. A lot more than what you see. One of these nudes. And she don't only put on her clothes, but a big blanket around her. When she walks across the desert to keep cool and perspiration, when the heat comes up, then it's air conditioning. See? It's nothing in the world but the lost passion spirit. Maybe you are lady enough not to do anything wrong, to live untrue to your husband or your own morals. But my sister, that's a disgrace. And you don't realize, if you could look in God's looking glass here and find out what God said about that, it's an evil spirit that is on you. And you don't realize it. Mary Magdalene didn't realize the spirit that was on her. So sometimes you can be possessed of Satan and you don't know. That is why majority of them that they are cornerstones in the churches, they will still come and sing with their short skirt. After going to club on Friday, they get over it on Saturday, they turn into the church on Sunday, and they will still sing specials. Let's be in the mood of the Spirit.
Which mood? They don't know. They are chameleons. And God doesn't entertain the spirit of chameleon. A believer is not a chameleon. If you are standing by this brown pulpit, you turn brown. When you come to this place, you are a believer. When you go out there, you turn green. When you leave that place, you go to another place, you are red. You are a chameleon. You have a wrong spirit. It's either you are a Christian or not. A believer is a believer all the time. He or she never changes. I'm rounding my plan. Let's see another wrong spirit. Contending for the faith. 560200. 560200. Now, are you there? Paragraph 163. Now something here knows your life. This was under examined. Isn't it? I've told you out of the Bible that Jesus Christ did the same thing and promised that we would do the same thing. Do you believe that? That it's him? I see a real dark shadow following you too, which is a devil, and he has almost tempted you to what? I don't tire for this life. Let me end it. That is evil spirit. You can see many of them that have jumped into the lagoon. It was that spirit that was following them and pushed them and pushed them, and they ended in the lagoon. So when they were making such a decision, they wouldn't know it. It is when they are between the platform they jumped and where they are going, then the spirit leaves them. But they can't turn back. At that spot, they wouldn't want to go again if they can see something to bring them up. Because you know why? It is not easy to die. Nobody can die easily. I'll just kill myself, I'll be fine. There's no death that is sweet. But Abraham said, death is a very hard thing. It's not easy to die. So when you are considering suicide, see the spirit. It's a wrong spirit following you. There's a remedy for hardship. There's a remedy for suffering. Bring your bodies to the Lord and what? Nothing more, nothing less. If you can't do that, then you consider suicide. But it's an evil spirit. It's an evil spirit. People have justified that intention. They say, hey, life is not better than this, and I think I should end it here. And they'll be saying that confidently, willingly. It is an evil spirit. And the Bible tells us that this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out. They shall cast out devils. Instead of all this spirit following you, goodness and mercy is supposed to be following you. The Holy Ghost is supposed to be following you. That's what I'm trying to make you see. Not all these wrong spirits. My God. But Abraham, in the message, the 20th century prophet, paragraph 18. Okay, I thought I called it wrongly sometime, right? Or I've called it before. Okay, paragraph 18. But Abraham said, excuse me, sister, have to relax my mind once in a while. Now we will be strangers. I see that you are strictly a stranger to me. You are from away from here. You've come from another city. You've got a lot of troubles on your heart. And you got our trouble to begin with. Is that right? There is a lot of blackness. I see a black sheet keep following you like that. Oh, it is lie. Somebody told a lie on you. And that was a man who was professing divine healing. The sister says, yes. He said you was a witch. Yes. Is that true? And you got a whole stare in your church. or something another about it. Isn't that right? Your pastor is sick right now. He has got polio. Is that right? Say, yes, sir. Sister, don't pay no attention to what them people tell you. They are lying. The only thing that is wrong with your heart is that nervous condition. Got your heart worked up. Go home in peace and God bless you. Do you know the problem of this woman? Because she was paying attention to the words of the people, to the testimony of the people. You are a witch, and she got worked up. And Satan took advantage of their words. And Satan began to what? Follow her. To torment her. Imagine that the grace of God didn't come down under the anointing, under the discernment. She wouldn't know. Pay no attention to devil. It can come in your dream. It can come anyhow. It can come through somebody and they say something negative. God is speaking to you this evening. Pay no attention. Believe the word more than the words of the man. Whose report must we believe? God's report. Let me take this as the last one. Letting off the pressure. 620518. Paragraph 117. Now, as you bow your head, close your eyes, think really sincerely now. All that hasn't got the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the signs of, you know, I told you that when you are possessed of the Holy Spirit has his own sign, and those signs must follow you. All that's not got the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the signs of love, joy. So when you are seeing something different from what I'm reading now, it's a wrong spirit. You don't have joy anytime. You are always sitting alone. Your song is in 100. All the time. One sat alone. One sat alone. How long will you continue sitting alone? When you are possessed of the Holy Ghost, you have joy. Joy unspeakable. Nothing can give you sadness. Nothing can give you what? Sadness. No sorrow anywhere. It's going to be joy. Love. You will love everybody unconditionally. Peace. Long suffering. See the sign. Do you have long suffering? If you don't have, probably you don't have the Holy Spirit. Because these are the signs of the Holy Spirit. Gentleness. In our family, we know the gentle. We know the gentle for our family. We give them heart. Not in the family of Jesus Christ. We don't brag about our earthly family. We met it here. We are not of this world. We are pilgrims. I am not a Yoruba man. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I came from heaven. Heaven is my soul. You be Yoruba, I be Igbo. You be Hausa. Even if Aboki received the Holy Ghost, he's a son of God. What are you telling me? I cannot marry Aboki's sister. Holy Ghost free sister. What is Aboki before God? Oh. It must be Yoruba. Igbo must marry Igbo. That's a wrong notion. God can lead you marry Aboki's sister. I'm calling it Aboki the way you know it. Holy Ghost in her soul. She's a daughter of God. And she can be married by anybody. By another brother that has the Holy Spirit. Whether a Yoruba man or Igbo man. It's a wrong spirit. May God be our help. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. So check the spirit that is following you. Compare with God's word. God's word says that goodness and mercy shall follow me. Everyone that sees me shall call me what? Blessed. Even if they don't want to bless me, something must push them to bless me. God controls their wealth. They are not the owner of the wealth. Nobody owns anything. The other time they seized our money, that was to show that the money does not belong to you. Abisa. If Eli say it's my name, the account details, it's my name. You are joking. When they seize the money, were you able to get the money? It does not belong to you. It's not your money. Your name is just there by chance. Just one person seized money. Ah, God. Imagine what it's going to look like in the future. They will not be able to buy. Oh, think about it, friends. That was just a foretaste of what is going to befall the earth. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Before that time, we are gone. May God be our help as we bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, your word has gone forth, oh God. Your word is yea and amen. When you speak your word, nothing can stop your word. When you speak your word, you set your word in motion. No demon, no Satan in hell can inhibit your word. They can't hinder it. And tonight, Heavenly Father, we have come to realize that a spirit must follow us. We cannot stay without the spirit following us. And we have seen that it's possible for a wrong spirit to be following us. It's either we know about it or we may not even know about it. But Lord, when your spirit is following us, we are always conscious of your presence. That's why your prophet warned us. He said we must be mindful of the presence of God. Because if we trivialize the presence of God and we misbehave around him, mercy may elude us. Heavenly Father, we always want to be conscious of your presence so that we can always have pardon all the time. So that your mercy and grace can always be sufficient for us in this wicked world. There are so many things going on. So many oppressions. Spiritual oppressions. If you are not our fortress, if you are not our protection, what kind of people are we going to be? You can imagine what the devil will have used our lives to be, you turn our lives to. But God, we thank you for your protection. We thank you because your word is always backing us. Your word is a mighty fortress for us. It's our weapon, our defense, our city of refuge. Always, Heavenly Father, we want to hide under the canopy, under the umbrella of your word, that the Holy Spirit may continuously follow us. Help every family represented in this place. Help every soul under the sound of my voice. Those who are still struggling to catch up, to meet up. Oh, may you draw their hands, Heavenly Father. May you take them up, Heavenly Father. All of us, we are crying. We are longing for higher heights. We are tired of this low level. As an eagle that we are, We are not meant for the low level. We are meant for the sky. We are meant for the highest and the highest of the highest. That is where we belong, Heavenly Father. That is where we want to find ourselves. Where the mama eagle is. So that we can be on our wings. No sound barrier can stop us. No issues of life can stop us. No wonder Apostle Paul said that what shall separate us from this love of God? Nothing can change us. We have become the eagle. Nothing can make us hawks. We are eagle, we are eagle. Heavenly Father, may your own spirit not follow these ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, all the days of your life, may you continue to experience favor. May you continue to experience goodness. May you continue to see mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. When you speak, your voice shall be heard. Oh God, take disappointment away from these people. Every agenda of death, every evil agenda, Heavenly Father, let your blood atone, oh God. Let mercy speak for these ones, oh God. Those that their lives needs attention, may mercy rewrite their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be well with you. Your job is blessed. Your businesses are blessed. Whatsoever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your children are blessed. Your husbands are blessed. Your wives are blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. You want the fruit of the womb, may you receive it. You want a new job, may you receive it. You want a new car, may you receive it. You want to build a house, may you receive it. Anything good, you want, receive them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy shall speak for you. Grace of God shall surround you. In the name of Jesus Christ. You shall begin to experience the victory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will struggle with God. You will serve God all the days of your life. You want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receive it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Increase our faith, oh God. Press us further on this journey. May we not be weak, Heavenly Father. May we not relent, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Strengthen us day by day. Increase our courage, Lord. No wonder you said to Joshua, only be thou courageous. You said it again. Only be thou courageous. That means that we need courage to move on. Oh God, help us to always be of good courage. In the midst of challenges and situations, give us courage. In the name of Jesus Christ. Uphold this church, Heavenly Father. Bless the leadership of this church. Every officer of this church, may you bless them, oh God. Give them wisdom, Heavenly Father. Give them understanding, the grace to lead. Help the audience, Heavenly Father. Help them to follow faithfully, sincerely, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every ugly head of the enemy to bring chaos, to bring problem in this church. Father, may you see to it. Lord, may you see to it. Whether they are planning it or anyhow, Father, may you see to it. Let your grace be sufficient. In the name of Jesus Christ. This new week is blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you say it, you shall have it. I say, as you say it, you shall have it. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. I say, it is well with you. For as many that will embark on a journey in this week, that will be a safe journey. In the name of Jesus Christ. To as many who are having bad dreams, receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ. You having nervousness, receive your deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ. You having high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, whatever it is, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus Christ. He that the Son of Man is set free is free indeed. And I declare you free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Oh, look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. Tis recorded in this word. Hallelujah. It is holy that you look and live. Look and live. Look and live. Brothers, live. Look to Jesus. Yeah.
Shall we rise, please? Our brother that is playing guitar, the brother or brother Seth, he told me today is his last Sunday with us. Can you stand or let the people see you, please? He said he has finished his program. So, we have enjoyed you being in our midst, and may the Lord go with you. Prosper every step you take in life, and meet with all your needs, and get you ready for the rapture. Our greetings to the saints over there are your parents, are your brother, brother Seth. God bless you, brother. And shall we close the service? Our Father, we thank you for the services from Sunday school to morning, stroke afternoon, this afternoon, stroke evening. We are very grateful for doctrines, for rebuke, for reproof, for correction, for instructions that we have listened to throughout the day. How we have been made to know all this has to work on us to make us perfect as your children. We pray, O God, that the things that we have heard today, the way they have affected us as individuals, Lord, may the enemy not come in and try to give us misinterpretation. The blessings we have received, may they be permanent, Lord. Our brother that you have used to bless us in Sunday school, he'll be traveling back this afternoon, taking back safely for a happy reunion with his family and the church. Thank you, Father. Next time opportunity come, we have him with us. May we see him on higher ground. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy holy name. If you have not called for us by Wednesday, we shall gather again for more of your blessings. Go with each and every one of us. It's our prayers. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Shall we sing hymn number 222? Let's take the name of Jesus with us. We ask that our brother Oluwaseyi Moses carry our greetings to your family and your church. God bless you. Thank you for coming. We appreciate your coming. Hymn number 222. when his loving hands receive us, and his social talks explore, oh, precious name, oh, as we move of heart, my joy of heaven, precious name, oh, as we move of heart, my joy of heaven. Name of Jesus, bow, bow.
King of kings, sweet heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, precious. Oh, how sweet. Hallelujah. Hope of earth and joy of heaven, oh precious name. Thank you.